If you have your Bible, turn to Ezekiel chapter 14. Ezekiel chapter 14, we'll begin reading this morning in verse 12. Ezekiel chapter 14 and verse 12. The Bible said, "The word of the Lord came again to me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out mine hand upon it, and will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and I will cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord God. If I cause noisome beasts to pass through the land, and they spoil it, so that it be desolate, that no man may pass through because of the beast, though these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, they only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate. Or if I bring a sword upon that land and say, sword go through the land, so that I cut off man and beast from it, though these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Or if I send a pestilence into that land and pour out my fury upon it in blood to cut off from it beast, man and beast, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughter, but they shall deliver their own souls by their righteousness." As we look at this morning, we can see as it plays out here in Ezekiel. Ezekiel is a great prophet. He begins to speak to our hearts and point us in the direction that God's talking about going, not only yesterday, but in the days to come forever. Amen. And I don't know about you. I'm glad we have a forever word before us. It's already settled in heaven. God's already pinned it down. He's already given us and told us what He'd have us to have, so that one day in a little while we can have enter into that blessed hope that He's got ahead for us. Each and every one of us have that this morning in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we begin to look at it, we begin to see the God and God's presence with these people. I don't know about you, but I like His presence. I like Him when I can feel the presence of God, when it's real and it's moving and it's touching and it's encouraging and it's drawing. And it's given us that we need, amen, to help us to just move along and get closer and closer to the Lord and to that glorious day that He has. Brother Bill just scoops us up and takes us home to be with Him. I'm glad we have that blessed hope today in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the blessed hope of the Word that speaks to our heart and gives us that direction from the Lord. We see the nation of Israel. We see things that happen in their lives. The same things that's kind of happening now. The Bible tells over in Ezekiel chapter 8, that they had idols in the temple. The idols had taken over. They began to worship and lift up those idols. It tells us over there they had begun to do things that was contrary to the Word of God. In 8:16, it even tells us they began to worship in the house of God, turning their back on God and turning toward the east and worshiping a sun god. He is a sun god, but His name is Jesus Christ our Lord. He's the one, praise God, that we magnify and lift up. He's the one that we call upon. He's the only one that can help us this morning. He's the only one that can bring us to a place that we've never been before and take us to the highest heights that God would have us to achieve. Amen. But we see that, and we see that they turn from idols, and God has to turn His back on idols. God don't worship idols. God is a jealous God. If we put anything before God, it'll not stand. Amen. If we put God first, He said if we'd seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness. He said, all these things shall be added to you, a house and land and property and the things that we need to sustain us in this life. He said He'd put shoes and clothes and raiment on us. He said He'd put food on our table. He'd give us what we need to sustain us until we go home. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm looking to go home in a little while. I'm looking for a touch of God to be upon my life. Amen. That one day in a little while, He'll just take me out of here. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I'm looking forward to that. But we see the Bible tells us here that in Ezekiel chapter 14 that men begin to rise up and men begin to God begin to see the idols in men's hearts. I'm afraid the hour and the day we live, men are coming up with idols in their hearts. He tells us in verse 3 of chapter 14, he said, "Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart and put a stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them?" So we see what happened. He said, not only did they begin to put up idols in the temple, in the place of worship, but they began to put up idols in their own hearts. Amen? We got to be careful about putting up idols in our hearts, the things that we put before God. He goes on verse 4 and says, "Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart and putteth a stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and cometh to the prophet, I the Lord will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols." He said, so what we see is those idols that we put before God, things that we put before God. God said, we'll give them account for that in a day. He said, "But I may verse 5, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are estranged from me through their idols." If we ain't careful, we'll put things before God. We'll put things in front of God. We'll take things and we'll put there, and our families will be led away from God. It's the worst, it's the biggest mess I've ever seen in my life in what we live in today. We're living a day and time. You two on Wednesday nights, you didn't go to a ball game, praise God. You went to the house of God. Amen. Children were, they were taken to a Wednesday night prayer meeting where we could lift them up, pray for them, they get under the word of God so that they might be touched, so they wouldn't be drug out in the world by the devil. But we live in a day and hour we've compromised with the world so much. I'm afraid we're living a day and hour you could take a ball and cast it off into hell, and mom and daddy grab Junior by the hand and jump in after it. I'm telling you, we got to be careful. If we ain't careful, we'll put idols before our children. We'll put idols in front of our family, in front of our Lord, and we'll go in the wrong direction. That's what he's telling us today. He said, we get these idols not only in the church, but we get, if we ain't careful, and praise God, we'll get our idols in our own hearts. He said, "Preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about things that's more important than God." I want to ask you just something this morning, church. What's more important than God? What's more important than the Lord Jesus Christ? I will tell you, nothing. There's nothing in this world that's more important than the Lord. He goes on and tells us in verse 7. He said, "For every one of the house of the Lord, or of a stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separateth himself from me and setteth up his idols in his heart." Now he's talking about setting up idols in your heart. You know what that means? That means giving in to them. Going in directions that they'd pull you in. Amen? What, I wonder this morning, if I ask, what's a pulling you in which direction? Amen. If there's anything in our life that's pulling us away from God, amen, we need to just let it go. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to just let it go. He said, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face. You know, it'll be a stumbling block, not only you, but somebody else. Hey, somebody else that's looking at our life. Somebody else is seeing us in the direction that we're going. Amen. He said, a stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me. I, the Lord, will answer him by myself. The Lord said, I don't need nobody to speak for me. Amen. God said, hey, I don't need nobody to tell you. He said, praise God, I've already told you. I told you. He said, I'll keep telling you, praise God, and I don't change my mind. It's funny, because a lot of times I believe we try to get God to change our mind, to change his mind. Amen. He'll always change our mind if we're going in the wrong direction. Amen. He'll speak to your heart, praise God, through the Holy Ghost conviction. Amen. I'm saying, what's wrong with the world today? We don't have no conviction. Trying to have morals without conviction, it don't work that way. It takes Holy Ghost conviction from the Lord, amen, to show us the error of our ways and the goodness of His. Amen. The direction God's got for us. So we see God begin to lay it out here, amen, for the children of Israel. He begins to speak to Ezekiel. Amen. Now you got to remember, Ezekiel's he's in captivity. And he's prophesying in captivity, praise God. He's been carried off into Babylon. Amen. And he's prophesying. He's telling what thus says the word of God. If there's ever been a time that we need to listen to the Word of God, it's the day and hour that we live. We need to hear from God again. I need to hear from God again. I don't need to hear from what the world's got. I don't need to hear about what people have to say. I need to hear from God. You need to hear from God this morning.
Amen.
God needs to speak to our heart. God needs to give us instruction. We need to take all our information, our counsel from God Almighty. Amen. He needs to be the one that's speaking to our heart. But he begins to speak to Ezekiel in verse 12. And I'm glad the word of the Lord came again unto me saying, ain't you glad God don't quit speaking to you? Amen. Ain't you glad God just keeps a coming to you again? And coming to you again, and coming to you again, praise God. He don't speak to you one time and quit, praise the Lord. My God will speak to you every day in the volume of the book. It's written of Him, and if we'll listen to Him, praise the Lord, He'll speak to us every day. He'll give us that we need. He'll give you that you need. He'll speak to your heart, praise God. Amen. He'll speak to your heart. Now, I've been preaching for a month. I just can't get off this subject. And praise God, it's a personal thing. Amen. Your relationship is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Realizing what He did for us, for you, on the cross of Calvary. Amen. The difference He made, praise God. You were who dead and trespassed and sin, praise God. He's brought out of that through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, through His death, burial, resurrection. Jesus Christ died for your sin and got up victorious over death and the grave, praise God. And because He did, we can too.
Amen.
Amen. We just need to be a shouting out till we get out of here. Praise God, lifting up the name of the Lord. Praise, we're putting Him first. But He said the word of God, the word of the Lord came to me again saying. Now God begins to speak to here and He begins to speak to this man of God. And He says, son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, verse 13, then will I stretch out my hand. Amen. God says, I'm going to stretch out my hand and we'll break off the staff of the bread thereof and we'll send famine upon it and we'll cut off man and beast. And He goes on and he speaks of these other men. He speaks to people that have been through things, have been through situations. And I want to say every one of us will go through situations. Every one of us have trials and temptations, heartaches in our life. But I want to say, praise God, there's a God of heaven. He said if we'd put Him first and we'd seek His face, praise God, He said He'd be there with us to help us every step of the way. He'll help us along that road. Praise God, when it's roughest, He'll be there to help us to smooth it out. When we have the things, the catastrophes, the temptations that come up in our life. He said, praise God, I'll be there to help you through it. He said, I'll help them. They won't be a stumbling block. He said, I'll move those mountains out of your way. Hey, praise the Lord. He said, if you'll trust in me, I'll be there for you. God begins to speak to them through Ezekiel. He begins to tell them the things that's come to pass. He begins to speak to them of a judgment that's come. I'm going to say there's a judgment coming upon the wickedness of this world. There's a judgment coming upon the wickedness of men. But praise God, I want to say this morning that you and I can stand, and having done all, stand by the power of an almighty God. I want to preach for Brother Charles just a few minutes this morning. If God will be my help in standing alone, I want to say this morning. He begins to speak to Ezekiel and he said, all this stuff's coming. All this stuff's coming at you. It seems like a stuff coming at us so fast now. Hey, you don't get done. You don't get finished dealing with one thing till something else comes up. And before you can get started on it, something else is coming up over here. I think God's trying to help us, but we're not letting Him help us like we ought to. But the old devil's taking things, and he just keeps throwing them out there in front of us, trying to get them to be stumbling blocks. Amen. I want to say glory be to God. There's a God of heaven. He said, I'll take the stumbling blocks out of the way. He said, I'll take your load upon me. I care for you. I'll take care of you. I'll love you. I'll nurture you just like a heavenly Father should. I'll give you the guidance and the leadership to go forward for me. Amen. I said, I'll do that for you if you'll trust me this morning. I'll do that for you if you'll let me today. Amen. He said, we have to realize that each man is standing alone. He says in verse 14, he said, though that these three men, Noah and Daniel and Job, we're in it. Amen. I want to say today, you could put your name there. Amen. You could put your name, Brother Rex, Brother Don, Brother Lynn. Praise God. He said, those men are in it. You ladies can put your name in there and say, though you ladies are in it, praise God. He said, there's a deliverer coming. There's a delivering hope, praise God, that we have. Yeah. Amen. But he says, you'll have to stand alone. Yeah. Amen. He said, they'll have to stand alone. He said, though these three men, Noah and Daniel and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord. He said, I can't save you. I can't get... Hey, listen, you young people. Mama can't save you. Daddy can't save you. They can't deliver you. Mama and Papa can't save you. They can't deliver you. But I want to tell you this morning, one that can. There's a Savior called Jesus Christ, your Lord, who wants to love you and nurture you. He wants to bring you wrong. He wants to take you to places, praise God, that He's prepared for you that you never dreamt of in this whole world. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad we have a blessed hope that we can cling to today when we put our faith and trust in a risen Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see Him. He said they'll have to stand alone. We see Noah. He stood alone. Genesis tells us that Noah stood there. Amen. He said he was a preacher of righteousness. Amen. Glory be to God. He preached righteousness. Amen. To those that were around him. And the Bible tells us that Noah, hey, listen, nobody wanted to hear it. Nobody wanted to listen. But Noah, he kept a preaching her anyway. 120 years while the ark was a building. Praise God, Noah just kept a preaching the word. And I don't know if Noah built that boat by himself or he incorporated some folks to help him. But praise God, I believe the whole time. I believe he was a preaching the gospel. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, hey, it's all right to lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and God Almighty while you're down at the workplace. They may tell you you can't. I want to say there's a word of God that says that you can. Amen. If we'll just trust Him and lift up the name of the Lord, praise God. God will take care of you. It don't matter if it's your schoolhouse or the workplace or your house, praise God. You can still lift up the name of the Lord. Noah preached gospel the whole time the ark was preparing. Amen. He was able to get his own folks in. Amen. Praise God. His family was all that got in. His family, amen, praise God. Those eight souls that were saved as though by water, praise God. He said they were saved because of God, Noah's approach. Amen. He may have stood alone, praise God, against the wiles of the devil. But when it was said and done, praise God, he was able to pull somehow as though by fire, praise God, and take them with him, glory to God. Listen, we need to stay faithful to God. We need to be a Noah in these last days. We need to just keep preaching the gospel, telling people about Jesus, because we know that it's real in our hearts, that we have a promise, that you have a promise, praise God. At one day in a little while, you're going to be in heaven with Him. Amen. Amen. The hope of heaven. We have that. You have that today. Amen. Noah had that day, and he was able to save himself. Amen. Praise the Lord. The only one he was able to save was himself. Amen. It was up to his family to get in the boat. Hello? They could rebel. They could have stayed back and said, hey, wait a minute, you know what? Y'all don't know about this rain you're talking about. We ain't ever seen it happen. It ain't ever taken place. I mean, we're just going to stay out here. And they would have died with the rest of those in the world. Amen? But praise God, they believed God. They believed the man of God preaching. Amen? Noah got in myself. He got in there, praise God. And his family said, you know what, Daddy? He said, if you're going, praise God, we're going to go too. Amen? Stand alone, praise God. They had to stand responsible for themselves. That's what's happening in the world today. There's no responsibility for self. Hello? Amen. You've got to be responsible for yourself. Amen. It don't matter where you're at. Don't matter where you've been. Don't matter in the childhood you've had, where you've been before, praise the Lord. We have to stand up and take responsibility for ourselves. Amen. I'm telling you, we're living in the world today, praise God, when we want to blame everything on everybody else. Well, I'm like this because. Amen, you're like that because you're in rebellion against God and the things of God and the Word of God and the truth of God and the help and the hope of God is the reason we're in the mess that we're in. Praise God, we just need to line up with Him again and allow God Almighty to bring us to where He'd have us to be. Amen, you come out there shouting, praising the Lord then. Amen. I never seen such a time. People talking about youngins having to have help because of depression. Having to take drugs because of depression. I'm going to tell you what will bring you out of depression, praise God. You have to just shout and praise the Lord Jesus Christ for His goodness and His mercy and His love, praise the Lord. And there'll be a peace and a joy and a feel down in the fibers of your being, down in your soul, down in your heart. Get the idols out, praise God. Put the Lord Jesus Christ in and He'll begin to make a difference. Amen. Amen. He'll change you, praise God. He'll give you the help that you need. But Noah was a preacher righteous 120 years, preaching while the ark of prayer. Amen. Daniel was taken into captivity by Nebuchadnezzar. He was taken in, amen. When Nebuchadnezzar came and raided him, he took him out and took him to Babylon. Amen. Praise God. Daniel was a contemporary of Ezekiel. He was there at the same time. Amen. What Ezekiel's a talking about, he said Daniel was a living. Amen. He said, what am I talking about this morning? Praise God, each and every one of us is a living. But praise God, I want to say that Daniel stood up. He stood along, praise God, when they said, you need to do this and do that. You need to partake of this and partake of that. Listen, you young people, Daniel said, I'll not do it. He said, hey, listen, he told that eunuch that was over him. He said, you just give us pulse and water. He said, you just give us some beans. He said, I don't want the king's diet. I don't want the king's food. I don't want what the world's got. I don't want their alcohol and their drugs and all the things the world's got. He said, I just want God Almighty. I want to be pleasing to my Lord. He said, praise God, just give us a few beans and give us some water and just see what happens. Amen. He said, I'll just put my, hey, sir, glory to God. He said, hey, listen, and there was three other people who fellas there with him, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He said, listen, fellas, we can do this. He said, God's got this. We may be in a foreign place, in a foreign land, and a foreign people, away from our homes and people, away from our synagogue, away from our temple, away from our place of worship, but we can still go with God. Amen. Don't let the world dissuade you. Daniel stayed, praise God. He was in captivity, but he stayed with the stuff. Amen. Not only did he bring himself out, he's the only one he could bring out. His decision for him was the only, he had to stand alone, praise God, in his faith towards his God. Listen, people today, we each one have to stand alone. We can't answer for nobody else, and nobody else can answer for you when we stand before God. We'll stand alone and give an account at the judgment seat, praise God. You'll stand alone, whether it be the great white throne judgment or the judgment seat of Christ. You'll stand alone and give an account. Amen. I know that's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll stand alone and give account. Daniel will stand alone and give an account. I love the story of Daniel. Praise God. It blesses my heart because Daniel, everybody said that he went up there with his window being open. See, got down on his face before God and prayed to the Lord three times a day. Amen. Praise God. Lifting up, he didn't care who heard him. Amen. Had the window open. Amen. Time to throw the window open, praise God. Now, he said, if you're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of you before his Father. Amen. It's time just to throw the window open, lifting up and magnifying the land. That's time to stand alone on Jesus Christ our Lord. Give him praise, honor, and glory for all that he's a-doing. Amen. What he's able to accomplish. Amen. For me and you. Daniel stood up, praise God. And he not only did he accomplish stuff in his own life, but he was able to bring his three friends along. And praise God, even Nebuchadnezzar was able to see that Daniel's God was an almighty God. Amen. He was able to come along and see the power of Daniel's God. Amen. It's not only do we see Noah and Daniel, but we see Job. And I tell you, if there's ever been anybody that went through a mess, it was Job. A lot of times we say, well, preacher, you just don't understand the hardships and the things we're going through. No, I don't. But God does. And he was able to take Job. Praise God, he was able to bring him through every situation that the devil brought against him. Amen. You know, the devil's still trying to tear up and tear down. He's still trying to tear up families and homes. And Job wasn't able to save. He couldn't do nothing for nobody but himself, praise God. But he's able to stay true to the Lord. And at the end, praise God, the Bible said he was able to pray for his three friends. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was responsible for himself. But praise God, because of his responsibility, because of his actions, praise God, he was able to bring those three along with him. Amen. There was a lot against him. He stood alone. He stood alone against Satan. Amen? I mean, the devil himself come at Job with everything he had. His only God of heaven said, hey, listen, you can do what, but he said, you don't touch his soul that belongs to me. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I tell you what, if you're not saved, if you're not accepted the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've not been born again this morning, amen, you'll not make it alone. You can't stand alone without God. With God Almighty in your heart, praise God. You can stand alone and stand up and stand firm, praise God, and just praise Him no matter what you go through. Amen. Amen. The power of an Almighty God is with you. Amen. Just like He was Job. Amen. He had to stand against Satan, the demonic demon of hell. Without tearing him up. He had to stand against loss. He lost his whole family. Amen. He lost his whole family. Amen. Praise God. He lost everything he had. He lost all of his belongings. He lost all of his substance. Amen. He even lost the faith of his wife. His wife came to him and said, why does thou retain thine integrity? He said, why? I mean, he was sitting in ashes with a piece of broken pottery scraping off the boils that he had from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. She said, why does thou retain thine integrity? Why don't you just curse God and die? He said, listen, woman, you talk like one of the foolish women. He said, God giveth and God takes away. He said, but glory be to God. Amen. He said, he's still got, hey, listen, no matter what we have, no matter what we lose, praise God, no matter what we get, God's still God. Amen. Amen. We'll have things in this world. We'll acquire things in this world. We'll lose things in this world. But God's still God. Amen. And He'll always be God. We just need to lift up His name because of who He is. Amen. Realize, praise God, we stand alone with Him, praise God. And if we stand alone with Him, praise God, we don't stand alone at all. But we've got the greatest help there ever was in our Lord God of heaven. Amen. So we see these folks. We see Noah and Daniel and Job. He praised God. He said, listen, said they can't save nobody but themselves. Amen. Who are you responsible for this morning? For you. We're responsible for us. Amen. I preached our Wednesday night on putting on Christ. Amen. Being clothed by the Lord Jesus Christ, by being hid in Him. Amen. And by being sealed with the Spirit of God. Amen. That's a responsibility of every individual in this church. Every so-called born-again believer, praise God, needs to be clothed and robed and attired in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Then we have on the proper attire. To resist the devil. Amen. To have the power of God upon our lives. You know, preacher, why we need that? Because we're facing some times of drought. The Bible speaks here of a drought that's a coming. Amen. A drought when we see all these taking place, just like it did for these three men. He said, but God said it took place, but He said they stood alone. Amen. He said they brought themselves through with the help of the Lord. Amen. Do you know where you've been? Do you realize where you are? Amen. Do you realize where you could be but for the Lord? Amen. He said, hey, it was a time of drought. I believe we're in a time of drought today. Amen. There's a time of drought that we have. There's a time of famine that's come upon the land. Amen. A lot of it's a famine for the hearing of the Word. Amen. Amen. There's a drought for the hearing of the Word. There's a famine, praise God, for the lack of separation. Amen. Hello. Amen. There's a lack of separation. Bible said we're supposed to be a separate people. Amen. What does that mean, preacher? It means we can't go along with the flow. Amen. Now, these people today say, well, preacher, if you don't go along with the flow, then there's going to be some consequences. Amen. I won't say if I go along with the flow, there's going to be some consequences also. And then I've got to praise that. We've got to take a stand, praise God, against going along with the flow. Right. Let me just show you that. Look at 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 14 says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? Now that's a question. What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? We can't be yoked up with, we can't be running around with unbelievers. Hello, you young people, listen to me. You need to find you a group of believers, praise God, and hang out with them. You say, well, I have other friends, praise God. Well, praise God, you ought to make them, you ought to help them to become believers too. Tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just stop right here. You young people, look at me. If you've got friends at school, people at work with, whatever, amen, and they claim to be your friend, you just start telling them about the Lord Jesus Christ, showing them your love for Christ, amen, you just see if they're really a friend. We've all had a whole lot of friends. Amen. But when you get to living for Jesus, you get to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you'll find out, praise God, you couldn't find them with a search warrant. Amen. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying they're not friends at all. If they'll desert you, forsake you because of your love, because of your faith, praise God, they're not friends anyway. They'll forsake you when you need them the most. Amen. I know that's right. That's right, praise God. He said we got to be separate. Amen. He said, what righteous hath righteous with unrighteous? And what communion hath light with darkness? You know what's wrong with the world? They're running around in the dark. We need the light, praise God. Let me rephrase. They need the light. Amen. We need to be light, praise God, in this dark world. He said, what concord hath Christ with Belial? Amen. With wickedness. And what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, an unbeliever? I mean, what part is it? What good can they do for you? You say, preacher, well, that's kind of selfish. Amen. No, that's self-sustaining, praise God. That's righteousness in the Lord. That's separation from the demons and of hell and all that would sail. He said, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. You know Christ lives in you if you're saved. Hello? Amen. He lives in your heart if you're saved. Amen. As God has said, I will dwell in them. And watch this, and walk in them. Who's walking with you today? Is the Lord walking with you? Is he in you? Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know. If you don't know, praise God, I'd check up. I'd make sure that Christ was in me, praise God. And I'd allow Him, I'd ask Him, I'd beg Him, praise God, to walk with me. If He's in you, He will. Amen, praise God. You just have to allow Him to be your Lord. He said, walk in them, and I will be their God. And they shall be my people. Verse 17 said, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the who? Lord Almighty. Amen. He said, God Almighty said, if you'll separate yourself unto me, wholly separate yourself, give yourself to me, commit yourself to me, praise God, I'll be a father to you. Hello, I don't know about you, that's big. Amen, that's big. Because God Almighty said, the Lord Almighty, He said, I'll be your heavenly father. Heavenly Father will take care of you. He'll minister to you. He'll give you good counsel. He'll show you the right way, praise God, and He'll be there through every step of that way to lead you and guide you in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. But He said, we got to have that separation. Amen. But He said, they had a lack of separation. They had a lack of dedication. Amen. I wonder how much dedication we have to the Word of God, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Do we have as much dedication to Him as we have to everything else? I believe in our Christian life, and I'm going to hurry through this right quickly. I believe in our Christian life, we're dedicated to everything else except the Lord. God help, we need to be dedicated to Him. We need to be dedicated to this blessed holy book. Amen. We need to be dedicated what thus says the Word of God. Amen. If we want our children to be prosperous, we want to have a good life, praise God, we need to get this planted. They need to get this planted in their heart that they might not sin against God because their Heavenly Father has plans for them. That's great, far greater than anything we could even think about. Amen. Amen. You say, Pastor Jeff, I know all this, praise God. Well, then we got to start applying it. Amen. We got to realize that we got to stand alone. We got to give an account. They've got to give account. We've got to give account to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we got to have some dedication. Amen. Not only we got to have some dedication, we got to have some edification. We're lacking edification. We're lacking praising and giving God worship in every aspect of our lives. Amen. People around us ought to see us praising the Lord. Amen. Amen. Giving God glory, giving God the praise for what He does for us. I mean, even in the little things. Wonder what difference it'd make when people around you, people you go to school with, people you work with, people in your community begin to see you praising God for the little things. Newsflash, if we get to praising God for the little things, He'll take care of the big things. Amen. We get to give Him honor, praise, and glory for the little things that He does for us every day. Say, thank you, Lord, for helping me get up today. Thank you, Lord, for putting a smile on my face when I see the sun is shining. Thank you, Lord, for the comfort I have. Amen. Realize I'm going to try to be a stepping stone for you today. Amen. I'm going to accomplish that because you live in my heart, praise God. There's joy in my soul. Lord, please help me just administer that, the edifying of a holy God. Amen. Start out every day. I've had several people tell me here lately, praise God, said, you know what? The Lord's making a difference. He's putting a smile on my face. He's putting joy back in my heart. That's where it belongs, praise God, in our hearts. Amen. But because of a lack of edification, and we have a lack of edification because of a lack of realization. Amen. We're not realizing, praise God, where God brought us from. We're not realizing how good God's been to us. And we're not realizing where we could be without Him. Amen. You sat here this morning, I guarantee you think of 10 or 15 different things, places where you could be if you had kept on going the way you were going. Amen. You young people today, you may be sitting here saying, well, preacher, I've never done anything bad. Glory be to God. You ought to be shouting your shoes off. Say, thank you, Lord, for keeping me in the right path. For guiding me and leading me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Help me to walk on, to stand alone for God. Amen. Realize that it makes a difference. Realize where God brought you from. But if we realize what God's got for you, amen. Not only where He brought you from, but what He's got for you, praise God, in the days ahead. Where God wants to take you to, what God wants to give to you as one of His children. Hey, listen, a newsflash, God wants the very best for you this morning. Amen. For every one of us, God, our Heavenly Father, wants the very best for us this morning. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, wants the very best for us this morning. The Holy Spirit that lives inside us wants the very best for you and I this morning. He wants to minister to heart. And the Bible tells us here that in Ezekiel, He said that he's in a time of crisis, in a time of drought, in a time of famine, praise God. He said the Lord God has all this for you. If we'll just recognize Him. You say, well, preacher, what do I get out of it? The Bible says they get deliverance. Amen. He gives us a time of deliverance. Verse 20 said, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, amen, in this time, in this place, in this turmoil of the world, praise God, He said, as I live. Amen. God said, just as sure as I live. I'm going to say God's alive this morning.
Amen.
Amen. He's alive and well. He's flourishing, praise God. He says, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. What He's doing here, He's saying, he said, they're going to stand alone. Amen. Every person, whether it be Noah or Daniel or Job, He said every one of them is going to stand alone and give an account of themselves. Amen. He said they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, but they shall deliver their own souls by their righteousness. Amen. He said there's going to be a deliverance, a time of deliverance from the Lord. Amen. The Lord is going to come down. He's going to deliver. He's going to give it. And He said it's going to be done by your ways and by your doings. Amen. What we decide in our own hearts is what's going to make the difference. He says in verse 21, he says, for thus saith the Lord God, how much more when I send my four sore judgments upon Jerusalem. He said, the sword and the famine and the noise of beasts and pestilence to come to cut off from it man and beast. He said, when the trials and the hardships come, He said, what's going to happen? He said, praise God. He said, they're going to be stumped. It's going to stand alone. Praise God. They're going to stand by themselves. But they're going to stand up with God and said, God's going to give them the victory. Amen. Glory to God. We ought to just go ahead and take a victory lap this morning, realizing God Almighty has victory in His wings. He said, yet behold, therefore shall be lifted up a remnant that shall be brought forth. Both sons and daughters, behold, they shall come forth unto you. And ye shall see their way and their doings, and ye shall be comforted concerning the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I have brought upon it. He said, even though there's trouble and there's hardships and there's trials in this world, praise God. He said, because you took a stand, because you chose to stand alone when the world wouldn't stand with you, when family wouldn't stand with you, when loved ones wouldn't stand with you, that you stayed with God and you stayed with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, look around one day and there'll come a son and there'll come a daughter and there'll come a family member and an aunt and an uncle and a mama and a daddy, praise God. He said, there'll be a remnant, glory to God. Because we take a stand for Lord Jesus Christ. Because they see your way. Amen. Because they see what you do. And they say, you know what? I want to be like you. Amen. Glory be God. Because we choose to stand alone if we have to. For the glory of God. But you know what? We got to realize this morning that we don't have to stand alone at all. That we stand alone with the Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on and he says in verse 22... He said, behold, there be left a remnant. And he said, of sons and daughters, behold, they shall come forth unto you, and you shall see their way and their doings, and you shall be comforted concerning the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I have brought upon it. And in verse 23, he said, and they shall comfort you when ye see their ways and their doings, and ye shall know that I have not done without cause all that I've done in it, saith the Lord God. He said, everything I've done, he said, I've done for my glory. He said that you might get a blessing. Amen. Praise God. Everything that I've had that you've had to go, because you stood alone, because you stood up, because you stood the test and you passed. Amen. Praise God. He said, He said, you may stand alone. Brother Lynn, he said, you can stand strong in Lord Jesus Christ and the power of an Almighty God. He said, told Zeke, he said, hey, listen, say it again. Praise God. Tell them again about Almighty God who's there with them. He said they had idols in the temple. He said now they've got idols in the heart. He said if you'll stand up against idols in the temple and idols in the heart, praise God, he said, I will give you deliverance. He said there'll be a remnant. Amen. I wonder if we've got a remnant today. If these folks out there that's weighing the balance and found guilty before God and they need to be saved today. They need that touch of God upon their lives. They need to be brought out. They need to be delivered. God says, listen, said, you stand alone, praise God. He said, don't worry about it. He said, I will give you a deliverance. And he said, I can't speak for everybody else. He said, praise God, if you'll stand for me, if you'll trust Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I will deliver you. He said, I'll keep you safe. Amen. I'll make a way. He said, I'll bring out a remnant. Are you looking for a remnant today? Amen. Are you looking? Are you expecting God to touch in a mighty way, even to the saving of your household? We need the Lord today, youngins, like we've never needed Him before. We need the touch of God, praise God, like we've never done before. We need to stand alone if we have to for the glory of God. But I want to say, when we do, praise the Lord, when we stand, praise God, you're never standing alone if you're a child of God. We just need to stand up this morning. We need to be found faithful. In this last era we live, praise God. Because Ezekiel said, amen, he said we have to give an account for ourselves. But praise God, when we stand alone for God, we give a good account. People can see your life and that your life is lived for Christ. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, He's that most important part. Without Him, we have no hope. But I want to say this morning, with the Lord Jesus Christ, we have all the hope of this world and the world beyond.